Hey, this is Eli Campbell. You know, Steamboat is renowned worldwide for skiing, biking, and all that our natural playground has to offer. We're fortunate, though, that the natural beauty here attracts more than just outdoor enthusiasts. From local legends to world-class acts, amazing musicians regularly play the venues in our little corner of Northwest Colorado. Join me as I explore the stories and experiences of these talented artists who bring unforgettable performances to Steamboat. This is your Steamboat Soundcheck.
Eli Campbell here with you alongside Donovan Frankenreiter from the base of the Steamboat Ski Resort, where Donovan is going to be kicking off the Bud Light Rocks the Boat concert series here in just a couple of hours with Goodnight Texas. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just got done riding the half pipe. As you can see, it's right over here.
Using your surfing skills there in that half pipe, huh?
A couple of giant kickers off the half pipe, and now we're just watching people come down. It's beautiful here today. What a day. This is insane.
It is a gorgeous day here. It's one of those types of March days that really, I feel like, lends itself to your style of music.
And it should be fun.
I say that, you know, you were born in Southern California. You've called Hawaii home for most of your life. You're a professional surfer before you got into music. You really have lived that beach lifestyle most of your life. And, you know, I think as much as that is represented in your music, laid-back stylings, positive messages, it plays well to these mountain communities as well. So what do you think it is about the mountain lifestyle that merges so well and strikes a chord with your style of music?
I think a lot of it has to do with both of those things you do, and they have to do with outdoors activities, you know. So being out here, it's just a little bit colder, but these people are, you know, riding sort of like what I like to call liquid waves that are frozen.
So yeah.
These mountains are huge, and you get the same sort of sensation. You know, you're getting pulled down by gravity, and it's just insane. And everybody, you know, Colorado has this sort of magical, sort of thing where like every one of these towns has like its own sort of energy and its own sort of vibe. And this one has a really special. This is really special here. It's beautiful. It's real open. You know, the mountain's really beautiful, but wherever we go in Colorado, there's always people just having fun outside, you know? I mean, they really get into the outdoor lifestyle, you know? Like right over here, there's an ice rink. People are gonna maybe ice skate later. And you got the outdoors thing here. It's just a cool spot for a concert, so
yeah,
this is it.
I think that, you know, you mentioned it. It's a great lifestyle here, and you're no stranger to playing in Steamboat Springs. Before we talk about today's show, I actually wanna go back to the last time I saw you here in Steamboat, which, you're someone who's played thousands of concerts. I'm sure it's hard to remember the particulars of every single show, but the last one here in Steamboat was a little unique. It was early summer 2021. We were still coming out of the COVID pandemic, trying to figure out how to get back into that normal lifestyle. And to their credit, the Strings Music Pavilion was determined to put on live audience shows that summer. And so they set up a stage in their parking lot. They erected these little like pods for small group viewing. And as somebody that was there, it was really special. You know, I think it was, for a lot of us, it was the first time we had seen a live performance in over a year. And just being outside, listening to the music, it made us feel like we're going to get through this. We are going to get back to that sense of normalcy. Curious from you, though, what do you remember about that show and just that time period of trying to get your music back in front of live fans?
Yeah, I remember we were doing a lot of weird, crazy things when things started to open, because every town and every city had a different sort of parameters that they had to like stick with, where some clubs could only sell half capacity. Some people you had to be masked. Some people you had to be like socially distanced. So that was one that was in particular where we were outside and everybody had their own like 4 to 6 man pod that they had to like stay in. And it was, you know, for me, it was like one of those things, like I really didn't care what we had to do or what the promoter had to do just to get us to play live again. So, you know, as long as the people who were coming were okay with it, it was, you know, the show must go on, you know? So it was cool. I mean, people started to open up in all different sort of ways when the regulations were getting lifted, but that was kind of a classic one. That'll go down in history. It's the first show I ever played where everybody was into 4 to 6 man pods and couldn't leave while we were playing.
Yeah, and I'm excited.
Kind of classic.
I'm excited that we're back to the live shows in its normal form.
This
here.
Is a no pod concert here.
No see? Pod concert here, but for people that maybe saw you at that show or other shows, maybe we'll have a little bit of a different feel for it because you're.
I think we did that one acoustic. Yeah, we did that one acoustic. This one's a full band. I got Goodnight Texas backing me up. My son Hendrix is playing guitar. The guy that's been in the band for 20 years is playing guitar and harmonica. So it's a bigger band, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. I mean, the view is like insane. This is like crazy.
Well, and Goodnight Texas is a band that, you know, they don't necessarily have that kind of beach vibe that we were talking about earlier. They're more a fusion of folk and blues and Americana, bluegrass. I think I saw about 8 guys up on stage during
Soundcheck. They are, but a lot of those guys surf. They like the beach, believe it or not. They're like surf country band, these guys.
What has that added to your performances?
It's just really cool. I you know, we're just doing this one tour together, but I love those guys. They're an amazing group of musicians. They're really great. But for me, it's like a different version of my songs in a way. Like, it has mandolin, it has banjo, it has pedal steel, and it's just really fun. I mean, it's, you know, playing with a big band is always a blast, so I'm fortunate to have these guys out there with me. It's really great.
Yeah, and I think you've said that when they started opening for you, you saw a natural fit, but it is a bigger group than you've been playing with.
Yeah.
Was it as natural as you expected it to be?
Yeah, we never rehearsed or anything. We just did our first show, and they kind of learned the songs, and we just went with it, and it's been just really fun. It's been These guys are great musicians.
I'm excited to see that on display here in a couple of hours. Also excited because you've got a new album that's going to be released in November.
It comes out in November. The first single comes out, I think, in May. And we're going to drop one single a month for like 5 months and then put the whole record out in November.
Yeah, and coincidentally, May is the 20th anniversary of your self-titled debut album as well.
This guy knows his stuff. You're right.
I do know my stuff.
20 years ago, my first record came out in May, 20 years ago. And it will be, it'll be like sort of 20 years later.
So with the evolution that we've kind of talked about with your music, what can fans expect off of this one?
I don't know. You know, it's going to be fun. It's I think it's some of my best music, my best recordings I've done in, I don't know, a really long time. It's I'm really happy about this record. I'm excited about it.
Nice.
But it's, you know, it's a different way of putting out music too. You have to put out like one single for however fucking long, and then you put out the whole record. But instead of just dropping the album, you know. But it'll be cool. I'm just excited to have a new record out.
Yeah,
play new songs, really.
First record since 2019, and definitely a little different than when you've dropped your first album. But yeah. I know you're a busy man. You're about to play your third show of 4 in Colorado in as many days. You've been traveling around a lot.
This is number 22 in a row.
That's incredible. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes here.
How high up are we here? We're like 6,700?
6,800, I believe, is the
high elevation too, guys.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of water.
Yeah, bring your water, bring your sunscreen. We're going to enjoy a great concert. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes.
We'll be right back. I got to go hit this half pipe. Look at that thing.